Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Nevada, ahead of Ron Paul joining us, then we'll go to Jody and Wesley and Jim and Mike and everybody else is holding. I remember seeing this months ago that no one seen Nelson Mandela. No one was allowed to go in and see him. There was a big debate about whether he was alive or not, and they do this a lot when famous world leaders die. The Soviets would do this, and these are communists, so they act the same. They would hide the fact that they'd been dead for a while. You've also saw speculation that Castro's been dead a bunch, too, so it doesn't always mean that. But I saw this last week and this week. I did see it in foreign press that family had been demanding to see him, others had been demanding to see him, and then it was that they couldn't cover it up anymore, so they just suddenly announced he passed in the night, no details of why. And just the pieces I've got and the way communists operate, they follow a handbook. You have the article here out of your local paper, and it's got basically the same stuff I'd seen. I'm glad you raised this. So tell folks what the article's about, and we're going to get it linked up on Infowars.com right now.
You bet. And I could not be prouder to be handing it to Alex Jones himself, sir. Check this out. Reading into the article, the young woman has come under fire here, too, in other local news. I've been looking into it. They had a denial of service attack. They had a denial of service attack perpetrated on them, like, probably the same day that they tried to break this news. That entire news website was shut down for 3 days. And they traced.
Now, I know the Guardian Express. It seems like a pretty good publication. Go ahead.
They're pretty good. You know, they break some kind of juicy stuff. You know, I'm an info hound, man. I'm going to look at the truth. But they traced the denial of service attack back to South Africa. There is your caramelizer, your crystallizer. This is probably one of the single most tapped and covered news stories ever. Now, I've been digging. For some reason or another, right after Obama showed up there is when the machine was shut off. Now, if you look in this article, it says that the family was debating over some kind of estate or something like that. They were having a legal, you know, tie-up, and that Mandela wasn't basically there to make the decision. So they had to keep him alive because you can't have these sorts of legal proceedings over an estate and stuff if a person is dead. So they've basically been pumping air into a corpse in order to keep him alive so that the judicial – I'm sorry, oh, God, this sounds terrible – so that the legal proceedings could, you know, continue. They can continue to fight over, you know, what's going on. Now, I don't know what happened once Obama showed up, okay, and now he's been, you know, supposedly the life support's been turned off or whatnot. Me and my sister are very passionate about this kind of thing. And she found even that they had the casket. They just recently put the casket out in public. And I will bet you every gun in my arsenal, and I love my guns, that they've got people out there walking around in empty caskets. I promise you, Mandela's been dead for about 6 months, probably. And the fact that this site was attacked, you know how these globalists work. You know, whenever something's on the level and it's going to inform people, they come out and get it. So the denial of service is traced back to South Africa. And I really just want to have you completely read that article. I want Alex Jones, do me the honor.
But I remember that hearing about people saying, where is he? He's dead, and a controversy in South Africa. People can pull those articles up. Watson or somebody could do an article about this. So that was definitely a controversy, and then they just finally said he was dead. And people will do this so that they can continue to operate and sign his name and do things. I mean, this sounds like how a bunch of murdering communists would operate. So standard procedure. Thank you very much for reminding us of that story. We'll look into it. Very, very interesting. All right. Former Congressman Ron Paul scheduled to be joining us. Coming up, all this and more straight ahead, Infowars.com. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the stake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can undoubtedly say worldwide one man above all others stands for the individual and anti-force collectivism, and that is former congressman, medical doctor, Air Force veteran, Dr. Ron Paul. And he joins us for the next 20 minutes or so to cover the waterfront. I intended to ask him about Syria and the victory we've had. That was my first question. The victory we've had in backing off an expansion of war and the Russians threatening nuclear war over it. And I said, sir, what would you like to cover first? And he said, Syria. So we're on the same page. Then we're going to get into the attack on the real Tea Party that he helped found a decade ago. His movement grew into the proto Tea Party about 8 years ago in his first run for president. Well, it was his second run, but, you know, the first modern run. And he joins us now. RonPaulChannel.com has a lot of amazing guests. Very excited to tell folks about that. More Liberty Media to displace the dying dinosaur media. We're going to talk about the future of the controlled media, the attack on the internet as well. We're going to cover the waterfront. But first, sir, you said you want to talk about Syria. So please give us, Dr. Paul, your take on that.
Well, I hope it's good news. So far, so good. The people spoke out because they've been listening to programs like yours and a lot of other ones. And the people spoke out when the president decided that he would come to Congress and get permission to start bombing Syria. And the American people evidently said, we've had enough wars, we don't want it, and we're not going to let our congressman vote for it. So he knew he couldn't win the vote, so he backed off. So they had to back off on the bombing. So I think this is a victory. Does this mean that he has changed his tune? Probably not. He's still very much involved. He's put out an open hand, you know, to the Iranians. I think that is good. So although I am not certain about where he's coming from finally, you know, when there's a chance to at least say, well, he's doing the right thing, we shouldn't say, well, we don't want him to do that. I want, you know, a different type of foreign policy. And so far, I think we're seeing it. But, you know, today there was something in the news I thought was important. It's related to this. And that is the American government now has said, you know, we're going to cut off non-lethal help and aid to the Syrian rebels. Lo and behold, I mean, can you imagine how long it's been going on? A long time before we even knew about our involvement. You know, the CIA's been involved there a long time. But to cut off non-lethal aid, is it good? But why did we send it in the first place? And does that mean they're still going to send lethal aid? And he assures us that they're going to continue to send humanitarian aid, which is nothing more than a weapon for these factions. So he's moving in the right direction, but we need to move right a lot faster, because my position has been that we just shouldn't be involved at all. And this whole pretense that we're helping the good guys over there, and yet the weapons end up in the hands of the Al-Qaeda, at least they're recognizing that. Not only did he back off on the bombing, he's recognizing that, yes, yeah, some of us who said don't send the weapons, it'll end up in the hands of the enemy. He's recognizing this, and the president has backed off on sending some of this equipment, but that's put to keep the pressure on him to back off on sending anything to an area like this, because it cannot be of any benefit to us whatsoever.
Well, it's very exciting, Dr. Paul, and I want to get your take on this because it ties into the media, that they said, we've got to go to war. It's going to happen. They launched the sarin gas attack, a.k.a. the Syrian government, Assad. And then now Cy Hirsch has come out with documents that it was really the Syrian opposition that did it, backed by the West. Of course, we broke that first with WorldNet Daily and others. Grudge Report carried our articles. And, of course, we got attacked for it. Your son got attacked valiantly in the Senate for daring to point out that we were funding Al-Qaeda. But overnight now, it's admitted. And suddenly we don't ever hear about Syria in the news anymore, from imminent, we've got to have war, to let's not talk about it, and we've stopped this criminal escalation. To me, and we're seeing this now on so many fronts, Obamacare, you name it, their wave has been stopped politically, and I've seen this historically, where everything they wanted they got just by weight of inertia. Now it looks like we've stopped them and are beginning to turn the tide. Do you concur, or do you add anything to your deep historical perspective?
Well, I concur, and I'm excited about it, and I'm very pleased, and I praise the direction that we're going, and I give the credit to a lot of people who put pressure on their members of Congress, because that's the way the system actually works. I know that a lot of people get frustrated. Oh, one person can't do any good. My member of Congress never listens. But when enough people send a message, you know, they will listen, because they're political animals. So I see this as being very, very positive. But I'm not convinced that even though the Pew poll showed that now we have 54% of the American people, the first time in 40 years, saying that we should be not involved in this kind of activity, I'm not convinced that the American people are quite with us. But they're so much better than they were. Some of them are just saying, well, we're running out of money. Let's spend all this money on welfare here at home. But, you know, the first step of just stopping this over statistic, and everybody knows I spend a lot of time on college campuses, and believe me, reaching young people is important, and the young people do not want to have another war to inherit. They have enough problems and enough, you know, things that they have to face that they've been given, you know, by a previous generation, you know, including the debt and the mess in medical care and all this military intervention. So one thing for sure, the message I hear in college campuses, we don't need another war. That's good.
Again, libertarian, patriot, constitutionalist icon Ron Paul joins us. The website, of course, is excellent. The shows are amazing. I'm a big fan of RonPaulChannel.com, and it is supplanting the mainstream media and all over talk radio now. I do affiliate interviews every other day, and so many times when I'm on a local station, I was on one in Knoxville just yesterday and heard during the news break them play your two-minute analysis. It's just excellent and hard-hitting and absolutely pertinent to what's happening. Now, looking at targeting young people, we're targeting to take the blinders off. Obama's targeting them with the Obamacare to dumb them down, which I believe was designed to fail, and they now admit that, to bankrupt the old system and bring in single payer. Now Colin Powell's getting behind that. Boehner, John Boehner, or whatever his name is, the Speaker of the House, is coming out saying it's ridiculous that Tea Party Republicans in the House and Senate, led by Ted Cruz and your son, Senator Rand Paul, would not want to have a bigger budget when they boosted $60 billion, cut it $20 billion, rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Dr. Paul, I see the Republican and Democratic leadership with Karl Rove and others really trying to destroy a true libertarian movement in the Republican Party that you've helped forge with the groups that you've set up, the Campaign for Liberty and others. We're trying to save this country. What do we do to get on the offense to once and for all remove these rhino statists out of the Republican Party? Because they admit they're scared that we could take over.
Well, I think we're making progress because the alignment has changed. You know, when these budget agreements come up, you know, it's leadership of both parties that get together. But the grassroots, you know, on both sides frequently get together. That's what happened on the bombing. You know, the leadership, Republican and Democrats, wanted to give permission to the president to bomb Syria. But the people went out and reached the individual congressman. That's exactly what happened when we, you know, got our audit the Fed bill passed on two occasions in the House. And it wasn't because I had any, you know, legislative clout. In that sense, I didn't have any ability to put leverage on anybody. But we had every Republican vote for it, and we had a lot more Democrats vote for it, too. But this comes from a coalition of the people. So I think the most important thing is changing people's attitudes and hopefully issues like war, issues of NSA spying, issues of the Fed, they transcend some of this party stuff. And I love the issues where you can reach both elements, where we can come together and change policy. But then there's this power struggle that is so disruptive to the whole system in Washington, even though they do compromise on the big issue. There's a big fight on who gets to pull the strings and write the checks.
Well, I agree with you. I would be a Democrat if they had Ron Pauls and Rand Pauls and Ted Cruz in it. And I would love to take over the Democratic Party with American free market ideas. Separately, as you know, there's scapegoating capitalism for the problems we're in when it's purely crony capitalism. How do you see us winning that fight, Dr. Paul, for the hearts and minds as things collapse into collectivism that you've always predicted? You have said many times that the crisis is they'll offer more collectivism as the answer. How do we reverse this QE Unlimited, what's happening with the economy? How do we explain to people that it's insider groups doing this, not the free market?
Well, there's no easy way. We have to keep plugging away, and that is getting information out there, which that's your business, and that's been my goal. And if you change the prevailing attitudes of the people, you will change the attitudes of people in Congress. But it's been helpful. There's been a couple things going on here in these last 5 years, and I especially noticed it during the presidential campaigns that I was involved in, and that is communications are different now. Your communications are not average. You're not Fox News. You know, you communicate with a lot of people, but it's differently. So we have the internet. We have radio programming that's independent. So that vehicle is available to us like never before. But also, the evident failure of the system is so clear. So we look at it and say, yeah, the foreign policy of the Middle East is a disaster. Let's slow it down. So this information has gotten out, and we can use that to our benefit. So I think it's going to be the failure of the system. But I think the question that you might be raising here is, yes, we know it isn't working, and we know things are going to come down, but what will the results be? And that's still up for grabs, although we can look at some areas that are very positive, we can be optimistic, but that is the bottom line. You know, who gets blamed? Will it be capitalism in the good sense, or will it be crony capitalism that gets the blame? You know, we have these, Wall Street, demonstrators, but they're always complaining, but it should be shown that they're against crony capitalism, not free capitalism. It's an educational effort, and I think the opportunity is there, the opportunity to spread the message. At the same time, the failure of the system is going to play into our hands because there has to be a need. There has to be a replacement, because if we allow a vacuum to, come with the failure of the economic system, believe me, we're going to end up with a worse situation. Then we will have dictatorship, and that's why, empires and dictatorship depends on lies. And just look at the lies that we've had to put up with in the last several decades. They get worse and worse. At the same time, we have more whistleblowers than ever before.
That's right.
So that to me is a good trend.
We've only got about 4 minutes left with you, and I appreciate your time. Let me throw this out at you then. Since you mentioned dictators, that reminds me. They're finally having congressional hearings, as I'm sure you know, as a news hound. With Jonathan Turley on the left and Cato Institute, people on the right, saying Obama pretty much has become a dictator. Doesn't mean he's physically a dictator, will stay in office, but they're making the office dictatorial on immigration, on Obamacare, which they created across the board, on power plants. What do we do about repudiating Obama? Because if we just let him sail off into the sunset and don't impeach him or don't repudiate it, it sets that precedent that you just mentioned. What do we do about dictatorship? And then separately, give me your take on Obamacare.
Well, Obamacare, I mean, we can dismiss that rather easily as a total disaster, and the medical care that you will get is no better than the computers that he has been working with. But, the dictatorship is a very real thing, but I don't see it as limited to Obama, because when you look at what has happened, with the attack on civil liberties, the spying and the covert war, there is Republican and Democrat. What about the National Defense Authorization Act? That was under, another administration. And we have this idea of assassinations. This too often is bipartisan. Yes, if you want to tag it on and show what's happening with Obama, that is fine. But I think we're going to accept the dictatorship that is elected, because people say, well, no, he's going to announce for a third term and he's going to be a dictator. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the American people would shake the American people finally, and I think it would serve our interests. But that doesn't mean that we will have a less dictatorial government.
Oh, I totally agree. So we now have we now have a kind of a dictatorial bureaucracy and a system that has just set the precedent to get away with whatever they want. So let me ask you this. How do we reverse that, briefly? Give me your take on where you think Obamacare is going now. Then I have one more question for you, Dr. Paul.
Okay. Well, I think Obamacare probably is going to limp into existence, and that the election next year will show that it wasn't very popular, and they'll probably back off a little bit. But even if Republicans have more control next year, they're not going to get rid of the whole thing, and they're not going to take a principled stand of questioning why should the government be involved at all. So as bad as it is now and as bad as Obama is trying to make it, I think that not a whole lot is going to happen for the long-term future until after the next election. And then I think hopefully they'll at least allow individuals to opt out of the system and then say, all I want is to be able to take care of myself, a big request in a free society. So I think that it doesn't look good on the long run, but
sure, or Rand Paul's bill to make Congress, the House and Senate, live under the same laws they passed for us. I mean, for me, that's major discrimination that they're exempt. I know you pushed against that. And speaking of that, here are the two final points that go together. Former Reagan advisor David Stockham, a top economist, told Bloomberg earlier in the week that every market valuation has lost every anchor to the real world. That sounds like Ron Paul talking. A lot of economists say the big event has to happen by the middle of next year with all this QE unlimited and with the bubble bursting. What do you think is happening in the real economy with all this fiat? And then what's the word on your son running for president?
Well, you know, I think in the real world, the economy is a lot worse than people, you know, think. Of course, the people who are suffering, they know darn well. And that's the bottom one-third, at least, because, you know, if you look at the workforce, only 61% of the workforce are employed. So more than a third of the people are essentially unemployed or having a terrible time. And yet, you know, stock markets go up, and you look at Wall Street, and there's more wealth than before in certain groups. So it's a bipolar world. It's the very rich and the very poor, and that is going to continue, and it's a predictable event. By Austrian economics, that this would happen and middle class would be destroyed. But that's going to lead to, you know, a lot of political problems as well. Economic problems lead to political problems. The whole thing, well, who's going to get blamed for it? Will freedom and the free markets be blamed, or will it be too much government? Will it be Obama-type Obamacare and big government and big government spying? Are they going to get the blame? And that's still our job, and we have a lot of work to do.
Now, obviously, you're going to let him answer this, but, I mean, undoubtedly, if we show support, I think your son's hands down the best candidate. I'd like to see a Rand Paul run for president and a Ted Cruz run for vice president, or I guess you couldn't have a father-son team up, you for president, Rand for vice president. But certainly, I mean, as a father, you can't speak for your son, but as a father, could you ever have imagined that your son could end up being not just president, but end up being a libertarian president to restore the republic?
Well, it takes some adjustment to think about it, but, you know, he's in a position now. You know, I was toiling in the fields for a lot of years and a lot of decades and made some progress. But I think he's in a much better position now. You know, being in the Senate makes a difference. I think the freedom movement is much further along. I think the failure of our economic and foreign policy system is in shambles. So I think he's in a much better position now to play an instrumental role, you know, in whatever he does, whether it's in the Senate or how well he does in the presidential election. And most people are assuming that's probably, you know, what he'll do. I'm sure he hasn't made a final decision, even though he hasn't discouraged the discussion about whether or not he might run.
Well, he has just really made us all proud, and I'm so glad I backed him. He's turned out even better than I imagined. It's hard to be a total clone off the old block, but I tell you, he really is a statesman. And God bless you, Dr. Paul. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Very good. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Wow. There goes former Congressman Ron Paul, and that is very exciting. And I'll be on his TV radio show on Monday for folks that want to tune into that, and that's at the RonPaulChannel.com. And I tell you, collectivists everywhere hate that person, hate that man that you just heard on air. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bit proud of the fact that I personally twisted arms behind the scenes. And Rand Paul's even said this on the show. I could get Rand Paul on the show, but he goes through a lot of flack with the Republicans and the establishment. Last time he was on, he called up and said, hey, I want to come on your show. I haven't talked to him in probably 6 months. I need to call him up privately and talk to him. And because it's good to have controversy. I think it'd probably be good for him to come on and have MSNBC attack him for coming on here. You know, you go on that crazy person show. Yeah, the guy that said the NSA was spying on us 15 years ago, or the guy that said they were preparing for war with the American people. I mean, yeah, I act crazy a lot, folks, because I'm an angry, real person. And, I mean, I think we should be acting, quote, crazy about being raped, having our liberties pillaged, financially abused, having a bunch of Marxists and communists and socialists and fascists running rampant all over the place. I'm upset. We've got our calm, stately Ron Paul. We've got the statesmen like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, but we need some firebrands. And believe me, this isn't an act. I am like this, but I fit in. And regardless of what color you are, how old you are, where you're from, male, female, Catholic, Christian, whatever you are, Protestant, Muslim, Jewish, it doesn't matter. Can't we all just agree on justice and liberty and try to restore the republic? We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Shooter Jennings.
He aligns himself with the truth.
It's really a
and it's time for you to
artist.
Choose a side.
I love this
You're
song.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Let's roll some of this summer rage.
Chaos is hanging around. The tree to the ground. Shutting from the sound.
The death machine.
The death machine makes slowing down. It's gaining pound for pound.
A gas mask is the couture.
A gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage. The building mass graves within the states. You and I to vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state.
Best part right here. Shut up until you make your point. Move to the next person. I'll never get to anybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Jody in North Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm from North Carolina, so I just wanted to let you know that North Carolina, the way I was raised, we say thank you anyway. I know you don't want to say that, but I also wanted you to know that I'm also an InfoWarHound. I'm out here constantly, you know, doing my research and studying. And at first, when I first heard about you, I'm a first-time caller, but I heard about you about a year ago from a friend of mine, and I decided to check you out. I had been growed up on a little bit of Rush Limbaugh, and a little bit of Glenn Beck and others, and a little bit of Savage Nation, but I listen to your show. I'm a truck driver. I drive up and down these highways. I do in-home delivery out of High Point, North Carolina, just wanted to let you know, man, that I'm out here. I let these customers know about you. After my research, outside of God, I believe in you, brother. I believe in your cause. I believed it for 10 years myself before I found you, which is kind of like a blessing in my life because you opened up a whole new perspective on things that I had overlooked because I was also dumbed down with this mainstream media and society. And after opening up everything and kind of just revealing your Pandora's box and what was going on, I seen it was the truth. And I think the hardest thing for me is trying to go to my family members. God, it seems like they're the ones that don't want to believe in it. It's the
Oh, listen, brother, I know the feeling. I'll be around family members and people that aren't really listeners, and they're nice folks, and they're somewhat awake compared to the average person. But you almost feel like you're doing bad things to tell them about bad stuff that's happening. It's almost like impolite, but we don't have a future if we don't. We owe it to them to admit just how bad things are. Because, again, as good people or as just folks that aren't overtly evil, none of us are perfect, we are blind to just how bad people are and that it's limitless what they'll do. So I totally understand what you're saying and what you're getting at, and that's why I don't really beat family over the head with this info if they don't already even know what's going on. I reach out to folks just randomly everywhere and tell them what's happening, and it's certainly working. There is an undoubted awakening happening, and Ron Paul concurs, I think for the first time ever, he said we're getting close to a turning the tide or close to a tipping point. He now thinks we're right there. And I agree with Dr. Paul, who's a pretty smart cookie. So what else did you want to throw out there, Jody? I appreciate you promoting the show to folks because that's how we're going to expose these people.
Absolutely, sir. I agree 100%. I just want to let you know also that I go to customers' homes every day. I deal with 40, 50 customers every trip. I'm all over this country, all 48 states. So I get to see a lot of these things you're talking about as I'm doing my travels here. And I have noticed how, you know, things are changing. I've been looking out for the armored vehicles, the things like that, the sheriff's departments and things. I go through Dallas. I lived in Dallas for 3 years, man. I love Texas. If I ever retire, told my wife, that's where I want to live at. Would love to live right next door to you. Man, you're like my biggest hero. But anyway, outside of that stuff, I just want to say, you know, maybe you could tell me how I could convince my wife, who's an intelligent woman, 4.0 GPA graduated, high honors. She's in the medical field. I do science research study on like the first phase one of.
No, I get it. She's a smart lady. I mean, yeah. What should I convince her of?
Well, I just wanted to know if you had 30 seconds to tell my wife or to try to convince my wife of what's going on in our country today and to really wake up and be a part of my team and the InfoWar team, the team that's driving for the truth in the right direction, what would you say?
All right, well, I appreciate your call. Let me just say this to your wife, Jody. Thank you, Jody. I can't make her do research on the topics we're covering. And I notice a lot of professionals that are really smart are some of the hardest people to wake up to this because they know there's problems in society, but they see it as almost positive that they overlook all that and just move forward and take care of business, as Elvis Presley would say. And you certainly have to take care of business, and you can't let all this tyranny get you down and stop you from living a life. But you've got to understand historically, when corruption builds to this level, it brings down civilizations and horrible tragedies happen. And tyranny is a norm in history, not an exception. And we've got a really bad batch of tyranny cooking up in the kitchen. And it needs to be thrown out. And so I understand statistically that husbands and wives don't listen to each other as much as they'd listen to a random salesman at the door. And so I guess I'm a random salesman at the door selling freedom. And I would just say to Jody's wife that there's so much admitted evil by the criminals that hide in government and major corporations that if I tried to just list a few things, it would make my head spin. I mean, there's thousands of declassified, and I use this a lot because everybody knows this, lethal studies that were killing people carried out by our government right through the last decade from the 30s. And no one ever got in trouble for any of it. And that's because there's a eugenicist-based power structure hiding within Western governments. Hitler was only one eruption of that that went too far for even the establishment. And so I understand that this stuff's scary and it's easy to just deny it, but I'll assure you that it is real and that I am actually wrong about a lot of this. It's worse than I normally have thought. So it's not that I'm exaggerating. It's the other way around. And I wish every day I was wrong, ma'am. I wish every day this wasn't true. But I have the textbooks. I have the documents. I keep plugging this every day just because it's been on my desk the last few months. I need to put it back on the bookshelf. EcoScience, it's free online. It's been scanned online about how they put stuff in the water to reduce our IQ and sterilize us. The White House regulations are currently talks about, you know, dumbing us down and breaking us up and having us fight with each other. I mean, these are social engineers. And you ignore all of this at your own peril. Dan Bongino, the Secret Service agent, senior agent over Obama's foreign trips, basically has said it's worse than anyone knows. He had to sign agreements not to talk about it, obviously. And it is last night, I talked to a Secret Service connection. It doesn't matter. It's just see, I don't even want to get into this. It's just so crazy. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's occult stuff going on, and we're in trouble. I mean, that's all I can say. And, ma'am, I know you probably feel like, well, what can you do about it? So why not just deny it? And so, fine, just deny it. But down the road, when things get so bad you can't deny it anymore, then at least get your heart right with God. And I said I'd take a lot of calls. I just spent seven minutes on that one subject, or longer. Let's go to Wesley real fast in Mississippi. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to say that the new coffee and the Nation Iodine are amazing. I love the coffee. I'm actually drinking some right now. And to Jody, if your wife doesn't believe this stuff, it's because she hasn't taken the time to look into this stuff. That's the only way you can come to that conclusion. If you take 30 minutes to look into this stuff, research New World Order, research Illuminati, research all this conspiracy, and there's no way you can come away from it without realizing it's the truth. And I want to commend you, Alex, because there's so many Christians that are blind to this evil. And, yeah, I know you don't like to accept the praise and everything, but at least, I'm surprised you mentioned stuff like the Nephilim and the Book of Enoch and this stuff, because that's what this stuff is. That's what Kurzweil and Hugo de Garis, that's what they're all talking about when they're talking about hybridization and transhumanism and the singularity they're all trying to come to.
They're talking about the same stuff that happened in the days of Noah.
Exactly what it is, because that's what Jesus said. The days of Noah, that's what it's going to be like when the end times come, when his return will be, is like it was in the days of Noah. What was going on in the days of Noah? Well, the sons of God were coming down and having sex or genetically modifying human beings to create giants, which no church will ever talk about, the giants. No church ever explains why Goliath was, 9 feet tall, while Og Bashan was 18 foot feet tall, while in Amos, they say the Amorites were, the tallest.
No, I know, and that's actually what they all, the occultists now, even mainline literature, believes the Anunnaki, all this. If I don't get into it, but the elite, and I don't cover stuff I can't prove, but you see the movie Prometheus? That's an Anunnaki. 9 foot tall guy. That's what they're telling us we came from. And the Bible says, no, that's who came here to manipulate us, and that's basically, you know, the fallen angels. And I don't get into all that because the media picks up on it. I just cover, you look at why they're doing all this engineering, why they're to stick their God. The elite are into this themselves. What's that term that they say we were seeded by aliens that, like, Harvard even believes in MIT, and transpermia? What's that term? What is it? Panspermia. Yeah, that's in the piece I did with Aaron Dykes. It's excellent on Secrets of Prometheus Leaked. Good to hear from you, sir. And again, whether that's real or not, that's what they think, okay? Skull and bones, all of it. And they think they're in touch with these entities. That's what demon conjuring and all that stuff is, folks, that every culture gets into. And the demons say, take your kid up on a pyramid and chop their heart out. I mean, every culture went to kill their kids so these creatures would give them power. I don't know if that's real or not. But as a sociologist, as an anthropologist, as an archaeologist, as a lay researcher, I look at this and go, why does every culture do this? Well, they tell you why in the movie Prometheus, which is a religious tract promoting by the transhumanists that, of course, they don't think it's evolution and all this Darwin stuff, that we came from this. And then some bad gods were going to come back and destroy the earth because they'd mixed their genetics with us and they didn't like that. So, but the good aliens stopped it all. I mean, they're just telling you the story of the devil and the snake and all of it in that movie. Super heavy, folks. Super heavy. I don't know if any of this is real. I know the Federal Reserve's private and they tell me it's governmental. By the way, he mentioned it. Look, I got to fund my operation. I need fuel. It's expensive to build an operation like this, and we need capital in case we get sued or attacked to defend ourselves. And you've done that so we can expand in the face of the New World Order fearlessly. Thank you for your prayers. My favorite brand of coffee, took me years to find out how to get it directly from the farmers. We put it out. Everybody that tries it loves it. It's a medium roast, high mountain, Arabica, shade grown. And it's even better than Guatemalan. Guatemalan been my favorite. You go over the border, the Mexicans even better. They think because the soils aren't played out, and it's grown totally organically. InfoWarsLife.com for our two different Patriot blends, including the one with mushrooms for immune boost. It's very fairly priced for a pound of this lightly or medium roast coffee. We've got it without the mushrooms and with the mushrooms. It's excellent. Most of the coffee gives me headaches or heartburn. That's another reason I like this. It doesn't give me headaches or heartburn. I don't know why it's my favorite coffee. Never thought about putting out coffee until my wife, like 5 years ago, said, you should put up Wake Up America Coffee and say Jones for it. And then I actually tracked down how to get it and did it. And that helps support our operation. The Survival Shield Nation Iodine, we have plenty of that in supply. And you can give it as gifts to your family for detoxifying and protecting from the radiation that goes into the thyroid with all this Fukushima garbage. It's more important than ever, and it just really gives me a brain boost, which is what Dr. Grip said it would do. We have Maiden1776.com. It's also on InfoWarsStore.com with the news, limited edition, George Washington, the answer to 1984, 1776, bronze and nickel belt buckles that are custom 1 through 500, and then that's it. We've got the Made in America t-shirts with liberty messages. This is just the introductory round of this at madein1776.com. That just takes you right to the page on the shopping cart that has it, and that's how we fund our operation. You can still give it as Christmas gifts. Last year, we had to have the orders in by the 17th to guarantee delivery in the U.S. It's by the 19th this year. You'll get it before Christmas, the day before Christmas. I recommend you order now, though, to make sure you get it all earlier. The apparel, the ball caps, all of it, everything at madein1776.com is made in America. Some of the other stuff's made in South America and, you know, everywhere else. I'm not against giving those folks jobs, but the way they have it set up, they can never get out of poverty at it. So we're moving towards made in America. Everything at madein1776.com is made in America. We got golf shirts, you name it. I mean, we're talking about shirts costing me, I was corrected, $13 to $15 for some of these shirts that we sell for $24.95. At a store like Dillard's, you'd pay $100 for a golf shirt like this. So it's premium, designer, made in America, golf shirts, you name it, for $24.95. You absolutely cannot beat that deal. Here, scroll down and I'll show them. By the way, I listed the price on these. I want to lower the price on those ball caps. I didn't see that they were that much. I want to find out how much. Scroll down. All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I see some of the prices on there. I'm gonna lower some of the prices on those right after the show, because that's not exactly. I get so busy and I run everything around here that I can't make all the decisions. And everybody does a great job, but I'm going to have the prices on some of those shirts lowered. But they're not even that much compared to what designer stuff is. In fact, they're about half off even at the price they are now. But my main mission of putting this out is to take back the culture, too. I'm seeing so many pro-gun T-shirts around Austin, including our T-shirts. I went to a Megadeth concert, an Iron Maiden concert a few months ago, and literally, I don't know, 50 to 100 InfoWars T-shirts. But that wasn't it. That's not why I got excited. I saw all these other come and take it in Latin, Bolon Labe shirts. We're going to come out with a bunch of those under the 1776, Made in 1776 brand. And I just saw Patriot stuff everywhere, and now I go to other cities and see it. We are really a giant minority that's growing towards being a majority. And I don't care whether you're black or white, old or young, man, I really like it when I see you wearing a Bolon Labe shirt. I identify with you. We're on the same page. We are in the same tribe of liberty. Since you see, that's the secret to beating the globalists. They want a fake collectivism of race or all this stuff. How about an individual collectivism of individuals coming together for liberty? And so that's what this is all about. Maiden1776.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back on the other side with your phone calls for Jim and others. Stay with us.
This holiday season, why not give your loved ones the best in highway protection? Video-cam.com is offering two HD DVR dash cams and two 8-gig SD cards with free shipping for $150. Also, video-cam.com is taking 20% off their entire stock of dash cams and SD cards with free shipping. So go to video-cam.com or call 1-855-855-2022. Have a safe and happy holiday season.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Whether it's natural disasters, civil unrest, or preparing for your next adventure, SurvivalMetrics.com has the top name brands and hard-to-find items that will help you survive. Specializing in tactical survival and preparedness kits, our kits are carried by thousands of military professionals and are now 15% off. We carry medical kits, escape and evade kits, vehicle survival kits, and much more. Call us at 877-968-2012 today. Adapt. Overcome. Survive at SurvivalMetrics.com.
While denying that there's geoengineering going on and changing of the climate with the patents added to the jet fuels, even the airlines don't even know what's going on in most cases, they have all these so-called experts all over the news promoting geoengineering and children's textbooks that we've been showing you for a decade under federal curricula. There's literally scores of them teach. Oh, we added to jet fuel, barium salt, aluminum dioxide, to put up sunscreen to protect us from global warming. You can look that up. Textbooks teach kids about chemtrailing. So there's a giant, last time I checked, $5 billion a year, just Department of Energy with one group. And then look, Stephen Colbert, government likely covering up chemtrail conspiracy. So they have an expert on their quote, saying we need to geoengineer to save the Earth because of climate change. And then Colbert goes, what if the government is already doing this and not telling us about it? But still, it's all in the context of a joke. It's like, oh, what if the NSA is really spying on us 15 years ago? And I'm like, here's the documents. Here's the... Oh, shut up, nut. I mean, it's absolute. But people go, I don't see any documents on chemtrails because they're not called chemtrails. It's called geoengineering programs, high-altitude aerosol programs, stuff like that. You type that in, you'll get it all. Patents, how they do it, where they're doing it. And then these, but then all these kooks point up at regular condensation trails and go, look, that's it. So there's also disinfo on the other side, but it's going on, boys and girls. And when I was a kid, condensation trails went away in seconds or minutes. They didn't stay there for hours and turn the sky gray. Look at this. And it goes on. The video's up on InfoWars.com. We'll probably cover this on the nightly news tonight. It's pretty darn important. That's an InfoWars.com story up there. Breaking all of that down. And some of the other news, Rahm Emanuel to fast 24 hours in support of immigration reform. They mean totally bringing in unlimited numbers of people to vote to take all of our money and take all of our guns and enslave us. That is the public plan. Rahm Emanuel, who's, I don't have anything against the Israelis, folks, but I mean, he was in the Israeli military. He is an Israeli firster, just like the new Fed head they want. And it's like having this French communist as the head economist for Obama. I mean, our country is just all the, half the news anchors are from England, and they're just getting us used to nothing but foreigners running our lives. And, I mean, Rahm Emanuel is a Chicago mob boss pig. He is a big, disgusting piece of trash, and I'm so sick of him. I mean, he's just a miscreant trash bag who wants our guns while he's got bodyguards, and I'm sick of it. Jim in Bulgaria. I didn't see that call. Thanks for holding. Sorry, Jim, to make you hold. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
I want you to say hi to your new future InfoWars reporter.
All right, brother. We got about a minute and a half, though. Thank you. Yes, tell us.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got to be fast. Okay, well, you're an inspiration to me, and I kind of like to make a joke here a little bit and say that you're the reason why I left my friends and family. And I moved out of the United States, and I came here to Bulgaria to prepare for this worldwide economic collapse and world war. But of course, it's true. I mean, you had this other person, this Jody's wife. My wife, she was like a zombie. I mean, for years and years, I used to tell her about this stuff, and she just couldn't get it. So I had to leave. I had to leave her, and I had to leave everybody. And here I am. I'm in Bulgaria, and I just wanted to say that, in the future, with all these Christians and Jews that are being killed, I'm being put here. So I don't want to say where I am, but they can come here, and they can be safe. In northern Bulgaria, I have this place here that I'm preparing with food, water.
Well, brother, that's exciting. And, yeah, upload videos to YouTube from Bulgaria. Anybody can go out and independently report and say, as an affiliate, I'm reporting for InfoWars.com. For liability, it doesn't mean, because people can go set us up, that you actually work for us. You can just say, I'm here reporting independently for InfoWars.com. And if it's good, we'll play it right here. We need your help, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.